Okay, so my name's Frank Falcon. I'm a bomb operator and I demonstrate Turing's bomb, which was built to help decode the Enigma machine messages that were sent by the Germans during the Second World War.
And just to be clear, it's bomb with an E at the
it
end,
is bomb with it? It is. It's bomb with an E because it's in recognition of the Poles. Three Polish mathematicians built a hand crank machine before the war, and it was called a bomber. And that was a code they used for their machine derived from the ice cream they were eating at the time. So Turing called this machine a bomb in recognition and changed the A to an E. So it's bomb with an E.
And so we're actually on the ground floor of the museum in Block B
in Block
Bletchley
B.
Park.
We are indeed, yes.
And it's a beautiful thing. I'm really surprised.
It is. The engineering in this is fabulous because the team who built it was led by a guy called Harold Keane at the British Tabulating Machine Company in Letchworth. And they turned from making tabulating machines to build the bomb. And it is a fantastic piece of engineering. The precision in it is unique because all of the worm gears and the drives and everything have to give you absolutely precise timing so that when the machine's running and searching for an Enigma setting that matches the pairs of letters we've asked it to look for, it has to be absolutely precise.
And just to very briefly describe it, it's about 7 foot tall.
Yes, it's about 7 foot tall, about 8 foot wide and weighs about a tonne.
And would it almost looks like a cupboard because
yes.
It's almost like there's one bit that's opened and
indeed.
It's full of wires and
so this
valves.
The bit that opens with the wires is called the gate, and the inside of that gate is all the high voltage equipment that would normally be closed during the war. So the Wrens who operated it only had access to the low voltage side, where they plug in the menu using cables. It's open so that people can see it. Unfortunately, that does make it rather dangerous, which is why the barrier's here, so that you can't...
So the Wrens would never have gone round the back?
No, the Wrens went round the back, but this gate was closed, so they only had access to where they plugged the cables in, not to the motor and all the drives.
And the menu?
And the menu is what the Cribsters would derive from an intercepted piece of ciphertext, and they would have a guess at what the plain text was that links with that ciphertext. And if you establish that, what the bomb does is it tests for an Enigma setting that gives you that relationship between the plain and ciphertext one letter at a time.
And so the bomb was not doing the decrypting, it was speeding up
indeed.
The testing
indeed.
Of possible...
The bomb was really the mechanism that allowed Bletchley Park to fulfil its prime purpose, which was find the daily setting of the Enigma machine. Because once you've done that, you can take an Enigma machine, load the daily setting on it, and then you can type in the intercepted cipher letters and decode all the messages.
Yeah. So thanks to this, they could do it fast enough to interpret that that code every 24
yes.
hours. Because
without the machine, they would not have achieved that, because the Enigma machine daily setting, as the name implies, was set every day at midnight. So you only had a 24-hour period in which to break it. If you didn't have the bomb, you would be breaking it in elapsed time, so it may be weeks or months before you finally get your message. What the bomb allowed you to do was, we believe, intercept and decode the message before the German who it was intended for could do it, because he had to do it on his Enigma machine one letter at a time, whereas the bomb and Typex, the British version, allowed you to do it 10 letters at a time. So you could decode the message once you had the key of the day much, much faster than the Germans who it was originally designed for.
And the brain behind the bomb was Alan Turing.
Was Alan Turing,
as you
yes.
said.
There is no question that but for Alan Turing, none of this would have been possible. He had the insight that allowed this to be built. He was supported by many, many other brilliant mathematicians, in particular Gordon Welshman. My personal view is the machine should be called the Turing-Welshman bomb, because that's what made it industrial-grade operation, allowed you to do it in a day.
And I'm right in thinking that all of these were destroyed by the Wrens at
now,
the end of the war.
That's a very good question. The official line is they were all destroyed under, we believe, Churchill's orders, someone saying it may have been someone else, and the Wrens were given a screwdriver, pliers and soldering iron and told to dismantle their bombs. We believe that GCHQ kept back 16 at East Coates. because they realised that the Russians were capturing Enigma machines and they would use them during the Cold War to send messages. And they used them because they thought all the bombs had been destroyed. It turns out we believe 16 were kept by GCHQ, but that stopped in 1960. I think we think they were all destroyed by then. So this is the only working bomb in the world, and it really works. We use it in GCHQ challenges. At the Royal Military Tournament, they have an Enigma machine. Members of the public encode messages, send it to us. We break them, send back the results. So the score to us is 16-0. They haven't beaten us yet.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.